Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We continue with our candidate interviews this morning for school board positions coming up in the May spring election. In studio right now, a candidate for Grants Pass School Board, Three Rivers School District, position number 5 is Cassie Wilkins, the incumbent. Cassie, welcome to the microphones of KAJO Radio. Why are you running for your own position?
I am running for my own position so I can continue to serve our community and its kids. It's been an honor to be on the school board for the last 6 years, and I want to continue the good work that we're doing.
All right. Suddenly school board seats have become very contentious and competitive right now. What is the reason behind that right now? What are you facing as a school board member, both from the public and from the school institutions themselves?
Well, I think it's been, the heat has been rising in the last probably 5 years prior to COVID. On school board seats and, I think library books, social media, and high level, news bites has really brought that attention to our local community.
All right. Let's talk about the school books then, because that seems to be a hot topic here right now. What should be in the schools? What shouldn't be in the schools? Should they be controlled? Should they be eliminated? What's your position there? And what's the position of, Three Rivers School, District 7.
Yes. Well, at Grants Pass, actually, we're doing some pretty good things. We're one of the first districts in the state to be working on the library policy. School boards, that's something that is our number one thing that we can do is work on policy. And so having we're working towards pervasively vulgar, educationally appropriate books in the library. So, but it takes, you can't just take them out. So it takes the board working towards a new policy and having selection criteria.
All right. Is the board working together? Is there contention on the board?
Absolutely.
Okay. I guess that's a good thing, though, isn't it? That's what our democracy was made for.
Absolutely. I think that we are representatives of our population. And I think that opposition or counterthinking, it makes us stronger.
All right. Are you getting any resistance from the school district on policies that you'd like to see implemented?
No. No. We have an amazing team who is willing to work with us and recognizes that board policy is under our purview. So.
All right. Coming out of, and this has been an ongoing situation here, coming out of COVID, we just had a candidate talk about coming out of COVID. How is the educational process now coming out of COVID, getting students back up to speed again, getting them reacclimated to the social situation in the school?
Well, I would say that it certainly there was a break in social and learning, obviously, during COVID. I think the students, the families are different. It's definitely left a timestamp on their social interactions, their wanting to be engaged. And I think that comes out in the classroom as well, in their education. Keeping them engaged is different now. So it's a whole different beast. And we, as a district, I know that they are working hard to try to engage them again. So that is true.
All right. Do you have a specific goal as a school board member of what you'd like to see achieved with District 7?
I think that we've done some amazing things, and I would like to continue working on those. We certainly, improving student success is the number one goal for all of us, I think. So yes, improving reading and math scores, that's always been and will continue to be number one.
All right. Graduation rates always have been an area of contention, and District 7 has really elevated their graduation rates. Is there a reason for that?
I think that the all in, everybody in from, it's a kindergarten to 12th grade problem, and keeping them engaged. I think that we have some programs at the high school that we use the high school success dollars for that are knocking it out of the park. And we have multiple different programs that can help. We have, GP Flex, we have Gladiola, we have lots of programs to encompass all children because we recognize not everybody learns the same. And so getting them to the line and over the line is kind of a top to bottom goal for the district.
Those programs you just outlined as knocking it out of the park. Is there one specific that's knocking it out of the park? And do you have an example?
Oh, I do. But I don't know. I cannot come up with the name at the moment. With high school success.
I laugh, but I've done the same thing.
I know. Christopher Rosetta has a program. It's eluding me at the moment, for credit recovery. And that has really been a successful program. When they start to begin to look as though they're off track at, the high school, we do end up having, when they start to look off track, we have other options. So Gladiola, and then at the very last, we have Christopher's program, where he's really working one-on-one with them to help, because we recognize that a diploma in the hand, is physiologically, it's improvement for our students.
All right.
So it's necessary.
What's the biggest problem that District 7 is facing right now?
District 7, test scores, I think, engagement. I would go back to that, behaviors in the classroom, early age behaviors, is something that our staff and our community need to come to a solution. The students are dysregulated, often, and so that affects the classroom. So we're working on that. We put a significant investment in it last year, into behaviors, and we will continue to do something.
All right. What kind of investment?
We have some programs. Here's the very educational word, programs.
Okay.
So we have programs like, we've expanded our Stepping Stones program, which is for littles, probably below second grade. And they're missing social skills. And so we put them into the Stepping Stones program that'll kind of backfills what they need to be able to integrate into the regular classroom and regulate themselves.
The district has just announced the a new policy on cell phones in the classroom or in the school to not be used at all in the school. Did that come from the school board? Is that from administration? Is that something that you're on board with?
Absolutely. Actually, District 7 has had an off and away policy prior to COVID. I remember my daughter was in middle school and phones were to be off and not seen and put away. I think that there was some backsliding during COVID when the kids came back. That was something that we all learned to rely on. And so we just needed to re-strengthen that we really do mean off and away. So I think we just had a report from leadership last night, and they were saying that that's something that they were working on and that they wanted to partner more with us in working on, is kind of selling that more at the school.
Right. What about the facilities throughout District 7? We know the high school's in probably pretty good shape, but I hear things about the middle schools need replacement or new roofs, or whereabouts are we with that particular situation right now?
We have put significant investment into keeping the facilities, but they were built in the 60s for a very, economic construction, very cheaply, which was good for the taxpayer at the time. We definitely are going to need to reassess that. We were, prior to COVID, we went through and did a couple of bonds that were unsuccessful. And we've done debt restructuring and done some things. We secured $13 million in school improvements to include roof replacements, new school options, and maintenance without raising local taxes. But that was just deferred. There will be a time where we all need to come
together. I understand they're overcrowded, too.
Overcrowded?
The middle schools.
And wearing. They're just not sufficient when it comes to heating and cooling and all of those things. A couple years ago, we did put in HVAC equally across the district so that heating and cooling was we were dealing with a lot of smoke at the time, so working towards air quality and also allowing us to be able to have equal across. But it was a retrofit.
All right. Cassie, you have 1 minute left to convince people to send you back to the school board on District 7.
Okay. I would say I'm a small business owner for 26 years and a lifelong Grants Pass resident. I'm committed to giving back to our community. I strongly support career and technical opportunities and continued improvement in our math and reading scores. I would be honored to continue to serve on the Grants Pass School Board, working hard to keep our schools strong and our community voices heard.
All right. Thank you very much. You've been listening to Cassie Wilkins, a candidate for District 7 School Board, position number 5 in the upcoming May election. You're listening to KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon, AM 1270, 99.7 on the FM band, and we'll continue with our interviews after the top of the hour news. Stay tuned. We'll continue in a moment.